The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
Another big weekend for movies. Another big movie opening this weekend. Black Panther. Interesting movie. Interesting character. Interesting for a lot of different reasons. First of all, and Jeff Fisher's in helping us out again today. So you haven't had another job offer or anything yet, have you?
I'm sorry. What was that?
We'll just move on. Interesting. The Black Panther. As movies in the last year have been so important to disenfranchised minorities, minority groups. Remember Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman. The first movie to ever feature a strong female character. The only movie to ever feature a female superhero. Well, that's not real, but that's how they promoted this. And they're now spinning this. Black Panther is the first black superhero and dot,
yeah,
dot, dot.
And it's supposed to be really good. I mean, it's supposed to be a really, really good movie.
Here's the thing, though. The Black Panther character has been around a long time in the Marvel Universe.
Sure.
I mean, decades and decades. And, yes, the character was created to target some other demographics and say, hey, kid, you're a black kid. Maybe you need a superhero that you could get a little more behind.
Okay,
cool. That's
cool.
Fine. And Marvel was a for-profit company. Good for you.
Yeah.
Genius. The Falcon that's in the series now, you know, you see him, he's like Captain America's pal and
all this stuff. Yeah.
He also was a black superhero at the time. He didn't have mechanical wings. He had kind of other, like, suit wings. It wasn't like a jetpack like the one, but nevertheless, black superheroes. So they were out there. So to pretend that they didn't exist in the Marvel Universe, ridiculous. To pretend that there have not been other strong black characters, there have been, and even black superheroes. But this has become all about race. When you know what this should be about? Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
That's what the movie should be about.
Yes. And it's all about race and... It's all about race, and I want to say Marvel missed another opportunity.
What?
The LGBTQIA.
What? LMNOPQR. Representation
with the Black Panther.
Why?
Okay.
What?
One of the biggest questions about the film has been whether it would incorporate any of the elements of sexuality.
What the hell does this have to do with it?
I guess it does in the comic books. I'm not familiar with the comic books of Black Panther, but in the comic books, I believe that...
Is he gay in it? That has to be a more recent one. They've introduced a bunch of gay characters. They went back in history and made Iceman from the X-Men series gay in certain universes. Did you know that?
I don't think I...
Because, you know, this is a literary trick. You see it a lot in storylines like Star Trek. You know, the new Star Trek movie series that was based on the original Kirk crew?
Right.
You know that's a different universe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's splintered off that way. And they had to do this because you know so much about the characters. You would be like, oh, well, we know they're all going to live. Because we already know their future because we've already seen it. So the reboot had to be slightly different universe. And this is their trick. Okay. So they've gone back and stop with the mumbo jumbo and the literary gymnastics and whatever else. Just create characters. And if you want a homotype sexual character, fine. And by the way, why does it have to always be political? Anyways, why are they interested or curious about the LGBTQ
They have to find something to be mad about is really what it is. I mean, they do a really good job of finding things to be mad about and complain about so that they keep their LGBTQIA.
LMNOPZ, yeah.
In the news. And they continue to do that. No matter what. I mean, even in the story, they talk about Black Panther, and then they throw in there. This isn't the first time that Marvel Studios has missed a readily available opportunity to finally bring some queer representation to the big screen.
It's worse than that. First of all, there are people who have said that white people should not see this movie.
Yes. That gets back to your original premise about on race.
Right.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't see the movie. And then some white people who happen to be progressive are saying, when is it okay for me to see the movie?
Right.
Should I not see it opening? Because you shouldn't take up one of those seats, and certainly not a prime seat. Maybe you move to the back of the bus. I mean, movie theater. Or
right.
What are you talking about? This is a movie with a huge black cast. The cast is primarily black. There's, the way I understand it from the trailers and things I've seen on it, you're going to have some of the other Marvel heroes, a lot of white people. But this takes place in a fictitious African country with a lot of blacks. The main character is all black.
And I would say to that originally, so?
Right.
I just want
right.
to see the movie.
Normally, you don't care. But I'm saying if you're going to bring up race in this, and by the way, they're not step and fetch it black characters. This is a king of a country who's really smart. And they've got high tech that puts the rest of the, even though they're in the jungle,
right.
puts the rest of the world to shame. Huh. It is a really solid movie. Get off the race thing. You're there. You have arrived. You had a black president. You're going to have some in the future. You've got movies with primarily black cast representing. And still, you're only a small minority of the community as far as your race goes. And still, you're there. You're arrived. Celebrate. Go see the movie or don't. And get off the race crap.
Yeah, please. That'd be nice.
White parents, really I just nice. Saw really an article, really are now, tired. They're now agonizing over whether to allow their children to wear a Black Panther costume.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't want to be accused of cultural appropriation.
They will be, too, sadly. I didn't even think about that.
As a parent of three minor children... Three.
If I see
three people,
one of your freaking Doc Thompson kids in a Black Panther outfit.
Oh, hang on. Oh,
I
no.
I am going to be so pissed.
Oh, no. If you're questioning whether or not this is a cultural appropriation and I have to see stories like this, not only are you going to see one of my children in a Black Panther costume, I am mandating all three of the little suckers wear one. I am sorry. Cultural appropriation? Yeah, check this. They may never get to take it off. They may have to wear it the rest of the year. Shut the hell up. Seriously. Go see the movie or don't.
We're going to make some for the whole family.
I'm going to be in it. They're going to be in it. Cultural appropriation.
I freaking hate
Do you
that
remember
so much.
When minorities would say, hey, we're cool too. And some of the stuff we do and that's cool and black is beautiful and our food and whatever. Stop making fun of us for doing or having these things. It's part of our culture. And when whites or non-minorities or other minorities would take it up, they'd be like, wow. So you kind of get it. You like why we like this food and you want to. And we influence culture. That's cool. And now it's you can't do it. And what are the limitations? What is cultural appropriation and what is I can do this because it's cool?
Well, I don't know that there is anything you can do this now because it's cool, right? I don't know that there is. I think it's all cultural appropriation.
Do you know how many words in the English language come from other languages? There's all kinds
Two?
Of words. No, there's a Dog. Whole bunch of them. Thousands.
Wow.
Thousands of them come from other languages that we've accepted as our own. I mean, French, Spanish, German, it doesn't matter. We get these words from those and it become our own. So we can no longer use those. How many things do we do? Restaurants, foods do we eat, all of these things that at some point were not American culture. I mean, pizza, that was not American. Is that okay now?
Yeah, but
Has
we've
it become
taken
Americanized?
It over. But we've taken it over, right?
I mean, I think some Italians are going to be pissed off at that.
Yeah, but I mean, we've Americanized pizza is what we like.
So when right? does it become Americanized and when is it cultural appropriation?
When it's Taco Bell and not Martha's Tacos. Martha's Tacos is cultural appropriation. Taco Bell is America.
Wait, what?
Right.
Wait, what?
I mean, I'm just saying that if you're Americanized, right? If I have a little taco stand, me,
right?
Then I'm appropriating the culture. But like Taco Bell is a guy corporation. They're not appropriating. They've already been
that's white people too. If Jose ran the Taco Bell, then it wouldn't be. Does it have to, if Jose wants the taco shop, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What is Jose really only don't. Allowed to sell to other Jose's?
Yes.
So I'm still a little, Martin. Hey, Ruben, I'm going to need your help here.
Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey, come here.
Step up to the mic here. Wait, is Mike on there too? Yeah, there you go. I'm going to need some help. We're talking about tacos and cultural appropriation.
Okay.
And your background, your family heritage is?
Mexican.
Mexican. Yeah. In light of that and this discussion, here's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need you to fetch me some booze.
Okay.
Go get the, I have a bottle in the office. I'm going to need you to go get that because that's the only way I'm getting through this.
I mean, can I have some?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay.
There's no tequila in there.
So you probably
then you know what I can't drink.
You can't drink that. That's
because
right.
Because I'm Mexican and I can only drink tequila.
Do you like tequila?
I do. Yeah.
Are you? Is that a? That's a dumb question.
I'm just asking. Is that? Does your?
I don't think that has anything to do with me being a Mexican.
You're just drunk.
Yeah.
Do your parents drink tequila?
No, I don't think they don't really drink liquor. My mom really doesn't drink, and my dad just drinks beer.
So they drank too much tequila in the past.
Yeah, they probably were just like, we've had enough with it.
The only way I'm getting through these conversations about cultural appropriation now is to drink.
Really bad.
Is to drink. I'm going to need that.
I mean, I feel you on this. Is ridiculous. I don't get it. Like, it's just.
Martin is a younger generation. You are in the 20 demographic?
Yeah.
20s?
Yeah, mid-20s.
Does this stuff frustrate you?
It does. Like, it honestly does. Like, I don't understand why people get so upset over dumb, stupid things like this. Like, it honestly blows my mind.
What about people in your community, your circle of friends, your sphere of influence, people you went to school with? Do you think more of them are whining about stuff like cultural appropriation, or do you think most of them are, or like, come on, this is stupid, guys?
I think a lot of them are kind of on the same page as me.
Now, he's talking specifically about your neighborhood.
Oh, okay. So all the Mexicans.
You know.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
Actually, honestly, though, white people were the minorities in my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
The crackers?
So, no kidding.
Did you give them a beat down? Did you mock them?
I mean, you had to, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta let them know who runs the place.
Here, try this pepper. No, it's not hot.
No, it's not hot.
Yeah, tequila's like beer. Have a couple, right?
But yeah, it's just it's.
So how do you react? Let's say you go out with friends and you're at a bar. Sorry, I shouldn't have assumed you'd be at a bar with friends. Let's say you're at a public place with friends, okay? And a bunch of them, and a bunch of other people you don't know your age, a party, whatever it is, and you guys are blah blah, just you know, nothing over the top, crazy, offensive. And somebody comes up, that's cultural appropriation or safe space, or you just triggered me or whatever. How do you guys react?
I just say, if you don't like it, then leave.
Okay, because see, right. That's, but from what I see in the media, because I don't hang out with a lot of 20-year-olds that my wife knows of.
thank you.
To see, it's presented to us like it is constant hand-wringing. Like for normal,
for sure.
Sane people like you, if you're at a party or whatever, and you're just talking of and cultural appropriation, and why are you triggering me? And everybody backs them, and you're just like, okay, I'll stop. That's my perception of what happens in gatherings of younger people.
I honestly can't tell you too much because I never run into these situations. No one ever comes up to me. And
so it's
like,
not that epidemic.
Because I don't
either. No, it's not. I think their media is just trying to make it like bigger than it actually is.
Well, and here's why that's important.
Right.
Because somebody needs to set your generation free. Seriously, they need to. There are going to be limitations on college campuses,
I know,
even if 90% of it.
I will. You're free.
That's right.
You're free. Go.
Go.
Need to. God.
Tell you, hey, it's okay if you joke around, even stereotypes. That's all. That's cool.
Yeah,
you
I mean, my friends and I, we always make, you know, stereotypical jokes
of
all the
time. Of course you do.
About white
that's
people.
What people
about white
do.
People, right?
About white people, about black people,
that's
about Hispanics.
That's what people do.
Yes. And it's all the spirit in which it's intended.
Right? Yes.
Right. It's for fun. It's a joke. Don't take it seriously.
The baby boomer generation. Is that you, Jeffy? Or are you a Gen X or...
I'm way before the baby
boomer. Oh, okay, good. The baby boomer generation, they look at
trying.
This stuff.
He does keep trying.
Primarily as, what the hell? I mean, they're confused by this. Even the progressives out there do not understand most of this.
I'm confused
safe
by
space
it.
Stuff, right?
I'm in the generation.
The Gen Xers are like, what the F? I mean, they are like, you know, frustrated by this stuff. And they're like, I'm not going to do this, whatever. Again, baby boomers confused. Gen Xers are like, hell no. The millennials, right after that, they have been stifled by this. Most of them don't like it, but it's like, I just have to go with this because of my job or college, so I just won't say anything. The next generation is like, F no.
Full blown.
Angry yeah. about this. So good. Most of us good. Get this. There's going to be a moment, maybe not one, but probably a series of them, that begin to push the pendulum back the other way, where people start taking this thing back.
I think my generation also is kind of split down the middle because the people who started...
You mean the whiteys and the darkies?
No. I mean like the older people who started, you know, the millennial, I don't know when it starts, 1870? No.
1970?
No, 1970.
Those people are dead.
Sorry. I meant to say 70s or 80s.
Yeah, 1870.
But I think all of them up to like near me, like the 93, 94, are kind of like, why is this such a big deal? I don't get it. And then the people after us.
So you're 73, late 73, 74.
No, Gen X ends in, Gen X goes from
97.
Gen X goes from 1964-ish. Through 1981-ish.
Okay.
Anyone born after 81, if they're not the generation through 90 through 2000-ish, somewhere around there,
is
millennial, what they consider.
So I think
so. You identify more with the younger end of the millennials, which is more like this is crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Although my oldest son is Ellis's what 28,
and a handsome man.
And he does, I mean, anything but politically correct. I mean, he played college football, National Football League, and there's no political correctness there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all, you take the joke or don't, but the joke's there.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun as the pendulum starts swinging back. And by the way, we talk about making money you make opportunities, streams of income and stuff. If you can time this right, if you miss it, you will die and go down in flames and never eat again in this world. But if you time...
Ooh, that makes me think I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you time it right and you get on the you're one of the leaders of the non-politically correct movement and do it right.
Right.
You will be loaded. I don't know, books, movies, stand-up, you will be loaded. You'll get it. But if you try and fail, you're going to be fired by your HR department.
And probably burned at the stake.
That's yeah. it.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.